have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Hi, my name is Shay Samuels, owner of Let's Talk Business Consulting Strategy and Coaching Group, LLC. My team and I are excited about the opportunity to work with you. Yes, that's right, you. Have you been looking for ways to re-strategize, market, brand, or promote your business? Have you been looking for a consultant that can help you bring your vision to life? Well, whether you are a large or small corporation, we have just the package for you. So, let's talk business. Contact us at aboutbuildingleaders@gmail.com. Let's Talk Business, a Beyond the Fence Enterprise Expansion Company.
Welcome to the Gospel Express.
Gentlemen and ladies, we want to bring to you Memphis' own. The world's been waiting on it, and now the wait is finally over. Chantel.
Trouble in my way. I have to cry sometimes.
I know Jesus, He's up, He will fix it. I'm the one. everybody. I'm Nina Taylor, sitting in for Elder Ernest Richard. Tonight, it's the Gospel Express. That's my show, my award-nominated show. We're going to have a lot of fun tonight. I've got lots of special guests stopping by. From Arkansas, we've got an artist by the name of Greg Harris. He's going to come by, and also his song is a great one. It's called That's the God I Know. We're going to debut that tonight, along with Pastor LaJay Britt. Now, what's great about this artist is, you know, he's been around for a while. He's participated in many of the wonderful gospel plays. He's been on that circuit, and he's recently written a song with R&B artist Lenny Williams. So we're going to talk with him and Brother Lenny Williams about the song that they produced together called It's Yours. We're going to have a great time tonight. I've got the gospel news and, of course, more great gospel music that's coming up tonight. We're going to have a great time. I'm Nina Taylor, sitting in for Elder Ernest Richards. This is the Gospel Express.
Thank you for the morning. Thank you for the noonday given to me. Given to me. Thank you for the night you let me see. You shine your light on me. Your grace and mercy sustain when I did not have the will to remain. Didn't have to do with blood and tears. You saved my life, my past.
Harvest time. My daddy. the same. Have I been baptized? Oh, in Jesus' name.
I'm Nina Taylor, and here is this week's Gospel News. One of the major figures in gospel music in the 21st century is Pastor Donnie McClurkin. He occupies a territory that lies somewhere between the modern gospel of Kirk Franklin, the gospel soul of Andre Crouch, and the contemporary traditionalism of Marvin Winans. Establishing his own church in Freeport, New York in 2001. By that point, he had one hit record under his belt, an enormous 1996 set of Warner Alliance and the Perfecting Church served as a foundation for McClurkin to not only build upon his musical career, but to expand into television and film. He formed the McClurkin Singers while he was an adolescent. He would form the New York Restoration Choir, which recorded an album called I See a World, before he headed to Detroit to become an associate minister in 1989. McClurkin signed with Warner Alliance, which released his first self-titled debut album in 1996. This album featured the hit Stand, along with Speak to My Heart. It was revived from the New York Restoration Choir. Donnie McClurkin turned it into a hit, winning a Grammy for Traditional Soul Gospel Album and earning a Dove Award nomination. It would later be certified gold. This helped establish Donnie McClurkin as a star in his own right. He contributed two songs to the 1998 animated film The Prince of Egypt, gained greater momentum with the 2000 release of Live in London and More, which hit number one on the Billboard Gospel Charts and was on its way to platinum certification. It also gave him his only R&B crossover in the form of the single We Fall Down. In 2014, on RCA Inspiration, Donnie McClurkin, the album Duets, it debuted at number four on the Gospel Chart, and in 2016, the same label issued The Journey Live. Early 2019 saw McClurkin issue the single Not Yet, which was inspired by surviving a serious automobile accident. A few more singles appeared throughout the year in advance of his next album, A Different Song, which was released in November. The Stellar Awards not only recognizes the year's best performances in the genre, but honors gospel music icons and those who have been instrumental in advocating for the gospel industry. Here's the 2021 Stellar Gospel Music Award winners. Artist of the Year, Pastor Mike Jr. Song of the Year, Something Has to Break Live, featuring Tasha Cobb Leonard and Kiara Sheard. Male Vocalist of the Year, Jonathan McReynolds. The Albertina Walker Female Vocalist of the Year, Tasha Cobb Leonard. Group Duo of the Year, The Clark Sisters. New Artist of the Year, Maverick City Music. Album of the Year, Maverick City Music, Volume 3, Part 1. Choir of the Year, J.J. Harrison. Producer of the Year, Jonathan McReynolds. Contemporary Group Duo of the Year, Anthony Brown and Group Therapy. Traditional Group Duo of the Year, The Clark Sisters. Contemporary Male Artists of the Year, Jonathan McReynolds. Traditional Male Artists of the Year, Donnie McClurkin. Contemporary Female of the Year, Tasha Cobb-Leonard. Traditional Female of the Year, Ja'Kalyn Carr. Contemporary Album of the Year, Kiara by Kiara Sheard. Traditional Album of the Year, Changing Your Story, Ja'Kalyn Carr. Urban Inspirational Single or Performance of the Year, I Got It, Pastor Mike Jr. Music Video of the Year, Something Has to Break Live, James Harrison IV. Traditional Choir of the Year, Ricky Dillard. Contemporary Choir of the Year, J.J. Harrison. Instrumental Gospel Album of the Year, My Tribute by Myron Butler. Special Event Album of the Year, The First Ladies of Gospel, The Clark Sisters Biopic Soundtrack. Rap Hip Hop Gospel Album of the Year, Big Freedom Sessions, Pastor Mike Jr. Youth Project of the Year, Anthony White and Detroit Youth Choir. Quartet of the Year, Young Men for Christ. Recorded Music Packaging of the Year, Royalty, Live at the Ryman, Justin Foster and Drew Kellum. Praise and Worship Album of the Year, Royalty, Live at the Ryman, Tasha Cobb-Leonard. The James Cleveland Lifetime Achievement Award goes to the Clark Sisters. The Aretha Franklin Icon Award went to Tremaine Hawkins. Thomas A. Dorsey Most Notable Achievement Award, Bishop Dr. Leonard Scott. Ambassador Dr. Bobby Jones Legends Award, Pastor Shirley Caesar. Stellar Honors Hall of Fame inductees include Carrie Douglas, Dr. Teresa Harrison, and Skip Barrett. Well, that's your Stellar Award winners for 2021 and your gospel news. I'm Nina Taylor, reminding you to connect with me on all social media outlets. You can find all my outlets on my website at msninataylor.com. Let's get back to more great gospel music on this great station.
Been so good to me.
Express.
All you gotta do is fall down on your knees. Trust in him with all your needs. He is the one. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, he can. He is the one that has a plan.
Thanks for joining us for the show today. My special guest has a wonderful song called That's the God I Know. He comes to us from the great state of Louisiana. His name is Greg Harris. How you doing today, sir?
I'm doing just fine. I talked about Louisiana. You know, that's where my grandmother was from, and as a little child I was there. But I'm originally from Little Rock, Arkansas, but I live in California.
So
I've been here about 2 years.
You're not claiming Louisiana anymore.
Just as a little
Louisiana's
child,
beautiful.
Running around the house making peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and crackers, and my grandmother spoiled me to death. And when I came back to Little Rock, I told my mother, "You're not none of my mother." So my mother said she was going to let us go anymore because my grandmother would give us anything we wanted.
Well, that's what they do. That's exactly what they do. I was just talking yesterday about how when I came home from school, my senior year, I got out of school at 11 o'clock, and I would come home. My grandmother would always fix me this gigantic lunch/breakfast. And we were just talking about that yesterday. But tell us about you. Well, you said so.
Well,
you know what you said
kind of put me in mind of my grandkids. Uh-huh. My daughter would say, "What have you done to my kids?" Because I drop them off and they crying because they want to stay with me. They not want to stay home. So
that's right.
Kids.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's right.
Well,
so how many kids do you have?
I'm a father of five.
Okay. And how many grandkids?
Three.
Okay. Well, congratulations. Just tell everybody about
your
growing up and how you got started in music.
Okay. I grew up in Little Rock, Arkansas. I'm the third child of 10. My father is deceased. He passed away in 2016, but he was military. And one day we went to the Arkansas State Fair, and I heard this organ, and I fell in love with it. And one day my brothers and I, because there were seven boys in my family, we went to go get a haircut. Clumsy me, I lost my money, and I had to turn around and come back home to get more money. And when I got to the step, I could hear that organ. My father went and got that organ for me. So that's how I started playing. I'm a musician as well as a singer. And then from there, I sung at school, and I just started, developing my talent. And then I formed the Little Rock Community Choir, and we did our first CD. It was released in 1996, Songs from the Heart 1. We did Live in Little Rock, Minister Greg Harris, in 1998. And then in 2020, I released a full project, Reaching, that has a song, That's the God I Know. And that's how I got, that's how I got started. I love singing. I've been on Bobby Jones when he was on BET, and I've been on the Impact Network Bobby Jones Presents several times. So I'm just blessed and thank God for what he's done for me. I always desired to be a singer and wanted to sing.
Okay. So you were saying that you came from a family of 10. Was there anybody else that was interested in music or played any instruments or anything?
Well, I come from a musical family of singers and preachers because my mother preaches. I have two brothers who are pastors. I'm a former pastor. I just retired, so I'm a former pastor. I have my sisters and brothers who sung in the Little Rock of my community choir with me. We traveled New York, Ohio, just different places. They was there with me. So I have some siblings who can sing as well. My other brother, he was with a group called Heaven Sent. He was a member of that group, and they put out a record on, I believe it was Light Records. So, yes, I do have some siblings who sing, and I'm happy about that.
Okay. That sounds great. Now, what were you doing in Arkansas? Now, you were born there?
I was born and raised in Little Rock, Arkansas. Go Razorbacks. Woo! Arkansas, Razorbacks. Yep, I grew up in Arkansas.
What's the gospel community like in Arkansas?
The gospel community is very impactful in Little Rock, Arkansas. I remember in high school, we would have the groups there, the Angelic Gospel Singers, Williams Brothers, the Ken Spirituals. They always had programs going on, and they would bring the choirs. Thompson Community Singers came through Arkansas. Douglas, the late Reverend Douglas Miller, he came through, and some of the other artists have come through. So, yeah, Arkansas is very, influential in gospel music. We have some, like the Loving Sisters. They are a famous group from Arkansas. The Arkansas Mass Choir, they did good. And then a couple of years ago, they had the Gospel Mass Choir that was on the chart. So, yeah, we have quite a few. And then my friend, the late Reverend Gerald Thompson, is from Little Rock, Arkansas. And on one of my projects, he did some directing and helping us on that. So, yeah, we have some singers from Arkansas.
Okay. So when you started recording, did you have any particular style that you said, yeah, I want to be like this person, like John P. Key or contemporary, traditional? Did you have anything like that in mind?
Well, I think I started singing, you know, in church, and I was in the choir, played the instrument.
Mm-hmm.
I've had, you know, some artists that I really love, like Andre Crouch is one of my favorite. Danny Bell Hall. I love her. I met her in 1992 in Chicago. She was one of my favorite singers. And the Clark sisters, Sunke Clark, Maddie Moss Clark.
Mm-hmm.
They used to come to Little Rock, and I used to sit in the rehearsals because I was on radio, and I was able.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't in the choir, but the pastors, I knew them, and they would let me sit in the audience, and I was just mesmerized from seeing Maddie Moss Clark and Twinkie, and just seeing what was going on. Betty Ransom Nelson. I used to see that front and center. And Reverend Timothy Wright, the late Reverend Timothy Wright came to Little Rock, too. I was on a concert with him in Little Rock, yes. So Little Rock is very known for music, and a lot of talent have come through Arkansas, a lot of concerts.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I was wondering about that. So,
well, you know what? I'm glad that you asked me that because I've been places, and in the early days, people, when they knew I came from Little Rock, they thought that people just sat on the porch, barefooted, and dipped snuff because one of the ladies who won Miss USA was from, she was from Cabot, Arkansas, and that's what she said. And Elizabeth Ward was another Miss, she made Miss America from Arkansas. So people always asked me before, you know, Bill Clinton, and they knew more about Arkansas. They used to ask me those kind of questions, but I don't get those kind of questions now.
Okay. 2020 was a very difficult year, and you know, I know the pandemic is still going on right now. How have you been affected in, you know, like in business, your family, in ministry? How have you been affected by all of this?
I have been affected by it just like everybody else, but I would say, you know, I've had, you know, family around me, and we have just been blessed. God has blessed us to continue to work, and we have been blessed in this pandemic. And we had times where we felt, you know, lonely and felt, you know, just like everybody else was feeling, but that's when we came together. And I started doing those Greg Harris Lives on Sunday, 6 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, to reach out to people. And I do thank all of the people who sent me messages that, you know, they were enjoying what I was doing. So that's some of the things that I was doing to try to keep myself, you know, up. I church, you know, we couldn't get to church. March was the last time I had gone to church, March of 2020, and
mm-hmm.
they were doing the virtual services, but that still wasn't the same. And I can say that our church is open up. I go to City of Refuge with Bishop Noel Jones. So we had service last
mm-hmm.
Sunday, and the first
mm-hmm.
Sunday in July, we had our first
mm-hmm.
service. So it's been great to be back in church.
Now, why did you transition from Arkansas to California?
Okay, well, let me tell you my history. I transitioned from Little Rock in 2000 because I taught school in Little Rock, and then an opportunity
mm-hmm.
came where I received some training where I could be a union representative. So I went to New York to do my field experience. They sent me to Charlotte, North Carolina, a six-month assignment turned to be 8 years, and then I got a executive job as executive director in Des Moines, Iowa, for the teachers union there. So I was there from 2007 until I retired in 2019. So that's how I got
mm-hmm.
away. That's how I got from Little Rock. And then when I retired, I came to California, and I've been here.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter lives here, my husband and my grandbaby. So that's how I got to California. But I've been coming to California since I was in high school. My first airplane trip was in California, Anaheim, California.
Okay. That sounds amazing. So what would you say to someone who is brand new, especially to the gospel industry, about being a person who records and travels and sings? What kind of advice could you give them?
Well, the first thing I would say is to make sure that this is what you want to do, because
mm-hmm.
people think that it's like a get-rich-quick scheme. You know, that's not all the case. It's a process, you know. And, you know, have people around you that can help you. Have a team around you that can help you. I'm an independent gospel artist, so I have to pay for my own marketing. When I travel, I have to pay for that. I have to pay to go into the studio. If I have to go back in and clean something up, I have to pay for that. You have to pay for somebody to market your project. You have to pay for the, you know, the graphic artist to get the designs and all that. So it's a lot of work that goes into it. But I would say to a person that have a desire to do it, put some people around you, a team of people that can help you, and then just, you know, work hard at your craft. You know, practice, you know, your songs before you get out and perform, and make sure that you have quality, because it's a lot of artists out here, and you want to have quality. You don't want to be putting something out that's not quality. So that's what I would say to them. And I would say, just, you know, it's a process. It does not happen overnight. Everybody is not a Kirk Franklin overnight, but you can, you know, be blessed if that's your desire or what you want to do. You want to do, you know, gospel music, and you want to bless the people of God. I would say go for it.
Tell us about the single, That's the God I Know.
Okay, this is one of the singles from my project. The project is entitled Reaching, and this single is That's the God I Know. And in this song, it talks about he heals, he delivers, he sets the captives free. Before the pandemic, I was in Jacksonville, Florida, promoting this project, and that was February of 2020. And I was on the showcase, and they, out of the all the choirs and the groups, they selected me as the Jacksonville up-and-coming independent artist on this song, That's the God I Know. And some of the judges said, if I didn't know God, if I worship something else, I would want to know your God. So that's what it talks about, the God that heals, delivers, sets the captives free. And it's a real catchy song. So I'm thanking God for the success that I've had on this particular song.
Okay. Now, we just came off a stellar weekend. How important or is it at all to you to, you know, get stellars and Grammys and things like that? And should, as a gospel artist, should we be thinking about stuff like that?
Well, as a gospel artist, you know, I dream, you know, one day I'll get that, but that's not my focus. My focus is to bless the people of God, to bring a message of hope to them. If I've done that, I've done my job. I was talking to a friend of mine from Florida once, and, you know, we were talking about, you know, the awards and all like that. And, you know, he said, Greg, I understand, but he said that if one person come to Christ, is it worth it? And I had to tell him, yeah, if one come, it is worth it. But I've been blessed in my life. You know, God has blessed me, you know, with my career in education. I was blessed there. And God has just blessed me down through the years. So if I don't get a Grammy, I don't get a stellar, it's okay. I've dreamed of singing before thousands of people, and God blessed me to do that. So that's where my focus is.
Okay. That sounds great. All right. Tell everybody how they can connect with you.
Okay. I'm on all social media platforms. I'm on Facebook, Gregory Harris, 684. I'm on Instagram. My Instagram handle is at Greg Harris, it's Greg Harris 365, and Twitter is the same thing at Greg Harris 365, and then my email address is Greg Harris 365 at gmail.com. So I'm out there on all the social media platforms, TikTok too. I'm out there too.
Okay, all right. His name is Greg Harris. The song is That's the God I Know. It's a great song from what I heard, and we want you to check it out. We're going to check it out right now. All right, Brother Greg, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you, Nina, for having me. It's been a blessing. Thank you.
That's the God I know. 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 Save me, raise me, wrote my name in glory. That's the God I know. That's the
We thank you so much for joining us tonight for this special edition of the Gospel Express. I am Nina Taylor, sitting in for Elder Ernest Richards, all right, and the rest of the crew of the Pastor's Corner. Hey, but don't worry, they'll be back next week, but tonight I've got great gospel music for you all evening long. Stay close. Pastor LaJay Britt is coming up along with R&B artist Lenny Williams. He's going to talk about writing this wonderful gospel song entitled It's Yours. We're going to debut that tonight right here on the Gospel Express.
Round the throne of the Lord, hear the elders say, at the feet of the King is a constant offering. Around the throne of the Lord, they never cease to sing. At the feet of the King, there's a common thing. They cry, holy, holy Lord. So we cry, holy, holy God. At the feet of my King, round the throne of the Lord, they never get tired of it. At the feet of King Jesus, we go.
So we cry, holy, holy God. So they cry, holy, holy Lord. So we cry, holy, holy God. And then my man, so to my man, to the only wise God, yep, the only wise King you are, the only wise God, yeah. To the only wise King, yeah,
the
one who sits up on the throne,
to the only wise King.
And he cannot be removed.
Around. I've got information about the 2021 Spin Awards coming up in just a little bit. And guess what? We're going to need your help. Stay close.
What you have done for me. many times have I failed too many? How many times have I failed you really? More than a little bit, land on my feet again. How I survived, it was God who did it. You so smooth with it. I would wear my issues tighter than my skinny jeans. Now they loose fitted. Lord, you did it. Owns all the cattle on the hill, who's renting? We could do business. Listen, I know my name, I don't even know it. If I give him praise, cup it, run it, throw a double potion. I could ask for 10, give me 20 twin domino. Yo, I'll tell everybody, you never see my lips locked. Could've gave up on me, but he did not. God bless me so much, I can open up a gift shop. Yo, thank for a teacher.
My special guest today, first of all, I want to introduce you to him. His name is Apostle, help me say it right, LaJay.
LaJay, uh-huh.
LaJay Britt, okay.
Yes.
And we have another special guest on the line, which I'll introduce you to in just a second. But, Pastor, tell everybody about yourself, where you're from, how you started singing, all that good stuff.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, my journey has been a long one. I was born in Washington, D.C., and ended up raised in New Jersey, and now an adopted son of North Carolina. You know, and as always, you know, I'm a preacher's kid, you know, of course, and started up, you know, got my start very, very young and entertaining the family at a very young age, doing what I do. And they will watch me entertain around the house, you know, grabbing broomsticks and mop handles. You know, spinning the old James Brown records and things back then. You know, playing, strumming like I had a guitar and things like that. So, you know, figured out I was going to be a singer. You know, one thing that was a little bit different about me, you know, I never sung in the choir, you know. So I never grew up singing in the choir. I was always a musician. And so, you know, as I started growing up and discovering music and my talent in that area, and always been a preacher, you know, and you know, mom made sure that we was all, you know, rooted in church, and going to music school and in school and participating in, you know, in music and arts and things like that. Playing in different bands and growing up around older musicians around the Trenton area, the Philadelphia area, I had the opportunity to meet some great guys. And a lot of them had sons who were also musicians. And so we would form bands and emulate, you know, what they were doing. You know, it was people like Kool and the Gang, Instant Funk, you know, the Dells, all those Philly sound back in the day. All of those, you know, a lot of them that had children, we were formed, you know, I played in bands with a lot of their sons and stuff like that, you know. So I grew up with a lot of their sons. And so later on, when I started, you know, started playing, you know, in gospel and church, after a while I started discovering I can sing a little bit, you know, start messing around in the studio singing, did a little demo track, and then rest was history from there, you know,
Great. Okay. When did you start, you know, recording, going in studio and doing all that stuff?
I actually released my very first professional record came out in 1995, and that was my first professional record, you know, that I was in, like, rotation on radio stations, going, you know, and being groomed by a label and by A&R and things and learning how to interview and going up to, that was back in the day when you had to take the radio host a pizza and coffee and donuts and things, you know. Artists nowadays don't know about that. they don't know nothing. A lot of the new artists nowadays, they don't know nothing about how, you know, how the older artists, you know, they came up and had to really, how they really grind back in the day, you know, mm-hmm. going to the radio stations, sitting out there, sitting in the lobby, waiting to get your, you know, your music on, and waiting to talk to you know, once you get past the program director, then you gotta wait and talk to the DJ, and then you gotta go to the clubs and get in with the DJs at the club to make sure they're spinning your 12-inch and things like that. So, you know, so that I was back in that area. So, you know, 1995 was when my first record came out.
Okay. All right. So that's a good little history there in the music industry. Okay. Now, the songs that I heard, I was just on Instagram one day, and I happened to just, you know how you do, you just kind of glide by, mm-hmm. and I heard a track, and I said, who is this? Because, you know, I've been in this game a long time, and I know everybody, right? So I said, who is this? And the track was just so awesome, and I said, who is that on here? And I just so I, you know, of course I inboxed you and all that, but the song is called It's Yours, and it's a beautiful, yes. beautiful song. And featured on this particular song is the man, the myth, the legendary Lenny Williams, and he's on the phone. Hey, how you doing,
sir? Hey there. I'm good. Yeah, I'm blessed. Yes.
Now, how did you two meet? I got to hear this story because
oh, wow.
Just tell me how you met, and then we'll get to the song.
I was in a play in the Carolinas, and mm-hmm. They were putting up the play, and they asked me to come in, and so I got there, and one of the main actors in the play was LeJay, and so we got to talking, and you know, we became fast friends. Mm-hmm. And so I discovered that he was multi-talented, that he could act. That he could play guitar and sing. And so mm-hmm. we just became friends and exchanged phone numbers. And then, you know, over the course of time, you know, I came to town or in the area, you know, him and his wife would come out to see me perform. And then he just started mentioning to me that, you know, about his songwriting capabilities and started sending, you know, various songs to me. And he sent that particular track to me. And I was like, oh, man, this is beautiful. You know, because the mm-hmm. music just gets you. You know, I mean, it's like mm-hmm. I said, the music grabs you even without the lyric. And so mm-hmm. He wrote the first verse and told me, "Well, you want to write the second verse?" And I was like, "Yeah." So then we did that, and you know, then we just collaborated on the chorus, and voila, you know, here we are, you know, talking to you. Yeah.
Well, everybody that I have sent it to, they said, wow, you know, why didn't I get this before? Why am I just getting this from you? So you're going to – some people are mad at you. But anyway, it's such a wonderful song. Mr. Williams, of course, everybody knows you, formerly of the group Tower of Power. Is mm-hmm. that correct? And
correct.
I remember – you probably don't remember this, but you came to Columbus, Ohio. This was back in the early 2000s with Bloodstone.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
And
yeah.
I don't remember what happened. All I could hear was screaming. So it's all a blur. I've never seen anything like that in my life, where just how it was just mass hysteria. Do you get that everywhere you go when you sing that song, or you have over the years?
Well, it happens a lot, you know. And and when it doesn't happen, I'm like, well, what happened? You know, everybody comatose or what, you know. It's one of those things. It's like that, and that's the way it is, yeah.
So when did you start singing? Did you start singing really young, too?
Yeah, I started in church. You know, my mom had me in, you know, the little Tiny Tots choir. You know, I did everything from being on the junior usher board to mm-hmm. choir, cleaning up the church, you know, you name it.
Mm-hmm.
I did it. And, you know, started playing trumpet, I think, in the fourth grade, and you know, eventually started, you know, just hanging out with my friends and singing. And I grew up with the Stewart family, which was Sly Stone and his family. I grew up with the Hawkins
mm-hmm.
family, Walter, Ed, Tremaine.
Mm-hmm.
And I grew up with Odia Coates that sang Having My Baby with Paul Anka. I grew up with Andre, Sandra Krause, Billy Preston, Sandra Jones. You know, we had the group, the Kojiks. And, you know, just music was a part of my life. I was a teenage preacher, and so that was my focus mainly. And then after I walked away from the church because of what was going on in the 60s, and I wanted to get more involved, and
yeah.
my pastor was a little old school and didn't mm-hmm. want to wear afros and things like that.
No afros.
No, you can't sing in my choir with the afro. Bishop S.M. Devers, right. He
mm-hmm.
wasn't going for it. And so I started hanging out with Huey Newton, Bobby Seale. They were starting Black Panther Party. We went to school together, went to college. And eventually, as like I said, I walked away, but I was thinking, God has given me this talent to use my voice to preach and sing in church, so I just need to keep on using my voice. And so I just made a decision to sing secular music, and, you know, and here I am.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, again, I never saw anything like that in any concert I've ever been to in my life. I've probably been to thousands of concerts. Okay, so the song is yours. It's fantastic. Do you all have any other plans to make any other songs together?
Most definitely, yes.
We're definitely going to follow that up. We've been talking about something. So we have something in the works for them. You know,
mm-hmm.
so we're gonna put a little more pressure on this right here. And of course, you know,
uh-huh.
Lenny, the all time Mr. Lenny Williams. You know, so
mm-hmm.
you know, catching him, you know, when he's available and things like that. And it's just good to be a student of someone, mm-hmm. you know, so great, because for me, to have an opportunity to just be alongside someone who I've known so many years, just from TV and records, and to finally not only meet but have an opportunity to become like family. You know, I don't look at this just as a business thing, but we're Mr. Williams and I are like family, you know, and that's a blessing to have, you know. And so we're definitely, you know, going to follow up. And I thank God for him pouring into us to teach me that how to longevity, how to stay in the business. And that's what I want, to be able to stay in the business, stay around for a long time, for my music to be able to stay around. And so that's why I appreciate a song like It's Yours, because I can hear this song around for years to come.
Absolutely. Now, can each of you just give a little bit of advice to people who are coming up in ministry, because you both did, and also in the music business, just maybe like a minute of advice?
The main thing is to perfect your talent, surround yourself with knowledgeable people, lawyers, managers, people who've already been in the business and walked the road that you're going to be encountering, and
mm-hmm.
Keep your eyes and ears open. And, you know, be nice to people because you just never know who you might meet going up or coming down. And so it's always nice to plant seeds. And I think that if you, you know, put those basic tenets together and employ them, that you'll have a successful venture. And whether that's singing or being in the ministry, of course, you look to, you know, to God, who is the author of, you know, our faith, and get your passion and your blessing and, you know, your leadership from God. And then you just work hard, you know, because faith without works is dead. So once, you know, God gives you the opportunity and give you what to do, then you just have to have faith and get to working.
Okay. Pastor?
I can definitely attest to that.
there's a word that I was reading yesterday out of the King James Version. It said, to the weak I become as weak, and that I may win the weak, I have become all things to all men, that I might be, by all means save some. So sometimes, you know, what you have to learn, that you have to learn to make adjustments. You don't change for nobody else. Be yourself, and you want to try to win, reach souls and win hearts, and not chase fame and fortune and the money. The money will come. God will supply you every need, you know, and things like that. If you sow good seed, you sow in good ground, what you reap, what you sow, you know. So if you just learn to what other people need and try to reach people to where they are, more so than following the air of what's in the wind, like the Bible says, every wind of doctrine, you know, then you'll stick around. You won't wither and fade away. And so my thing is, look for a stick and something that will ground you and stick and stay, and learn your craft, perfect it, you know, learn who you are and believe in yourself. You know, that's one thing you have to do, is believe in yourself, and by all means, be good to your family, be a man, be a woman. You know, love your family, love God, keep them first, and success will follow.
Okay, well, again, the song is called It's Yours. We're going to check it out, of course. And I thank you both, Mr. Williams.
I want to send shouts out to our background vocalist that's on there, because we had another legend, you know, in our own right. I want to send shouts out to her, you know, who fought cancer and came back strong. You know, and so we're, you know, shouts out to all cancer survivors and anybody who this was a bad year, pandemic, you know. So Mr. Williams and I are definitely praying for all families who've been stricken with COVID, lost members to COVID or cancer or anything. So we're praying for you. But we want to send shouts out to the very lovely Miss Ashley Biscuit Cole, that sung backgrounds on the record as well. She's the young lady. What's the name of the group? I'm Lenny.
Graham Central Station.
Graham Central Station. Yeah, like Graham Central Station. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So she did the backgrounds. So we thank her for that. You know, she dropped in on that. And so, you know, that helps, you know, bring everything together. I think Mr. Williams, once again.
All right. And Mr. Williams, how can everybody connect with you?
You can reach me at LennyWilliams.com. I'm also on Twitter at Lenny Williams, and I'm on Instagram, The Real Lenny Williams. And I check it, you know, 6-7 times a day. And if you are corresponding with me and you get something back, it's me. It's not a robot, is not my cousin, my auntie, or whatever. It's me, okay? Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Right. Again, I thank you both for being on the show today. Thank you.
God bless. Okay.
Yeah. God bless you.
Bye now.
God bless you. Thanks for having me.
Hey, what's up, Lenny?
Oh, man, I'm good. I'm blessed and still highly favored.
You know, I've been thinking about doing a song for those that are always crying and going through.
Man, well, you know I know something about going through. Because I've had my ups, and I sure have had my downs. But one thing I know for sure, he'll never leave you, never forsake you.
It is real.
Yeah. Let's do it, man. Let's write this song.
Go ahead and try your eyes. I got good. Try to stop you, put a praise on.
need to get their lives together.
Get their lives together.
Just leave it all at the altar. Just let go and let the Lord have it.
Seeking you shall find.
Knocking the door will be open.
Keep on knocking, y'all.
It's already done. You've already won. Lift your hands in a faith and you'll see some better days. First, you got to believe it. Then you sure enough can achieve it. Don't forget where it came from. Make a joyful noise like a snare drum.
Already
yours.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on, claim
it.
Put your name on it.
Faith will see you through. Faith will see you through.
All you gotta do is believe it.
Faith will see.
What did I tell you? Isn't that a great song? It's Yours. That is LaJay Britt and Lenny Williams. Stick around. We've got a few minutes to go. A few minutes to go, and we've got some more great gospel music for you. Now, I want to quickly tell you about what's going on with Yours Truly. I am nominated for 4 Spin Awards this year. I am so excited and so proud. But you know what? I need your vote. I would like for you to go to their website at thespinawards.com. Look for the word vote, click it, put in your email, and then vote for the Gospel Express with Nina Taylor for Radio Show of the Year. I would be so honored if you can do that for me. I'm also nominated for Small Market Radio Show of the Year and for Spreaker Podcast of the Year. I'm also nominated in all 3 of those categories for this very show, The Gospel Express. So look for that. And I'm also nominated for Announcer, Host, and Personality of the Year, Small Market. Please vote for Nina Taylor in that category as well. Again, it's thespinawards.com. Please check it out today. The voting ends on August 1st.
Here we go, another day. Got work to do in May, but I'm just thankful for what I've got.
In case you didn't know, Elder Ernest Richards is now my co-host on my show, The Gospel Countdown, being presented by The Gospel Express. That's right. Each and every week, we count down the top 10 gospel songs from right here in the U.S. And of course, you know, this show airs all over the world, and we're glad to bring it to you each and every week. That's The Countdown with Nina Taylor and Elder Ernest Richards. Check it out.
Stand in the morning thank you so much for joining me for this special edition of the Gospel Express. I want to thank my guests, Pastor Greg Herring, Pastor LaJay Greg, and Lenny Williams for being a part of the show today. Hey, stay connected with me. If you're not connected with me, do it today. Log on to my website. You'll find all my connections there. My website is msninataylor.com. Elder Ernest Richards Jr. and the rest of the Pastor's Corner will return next week. I'm Nina Taylor. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yo, MVP, let's go!
All of my life, I've never known you to fail. You remain the same and wonderful is your name. All of my life, I've never known you to fail. You remain the same and wonderful is your name.
Brings you through, and you can say like I say, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is.